Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Heartbreak is directly linked with disappointment. Yet God is never disappointed and describes the reason that he can't be by saying, "Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. I am God and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure." It is impossible for God to be disappointed in anything that transpires in the earth, since he directs everything to occur exactly as he tends for it to. David said of him, "But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased." Heartbreak is directly linked to helplessness. Only those who are powerless to prevent an activity or occurrence could possibly be heartbroken. The one who predestinates all things according to his purpose is not powerless. He is the one in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Nothing has or can occur in the heavens or the earth which is not directly according to the purpose and good pleasure of Almighty God. Heartbreak is directly linked with regret. God does not wish he could do things differently, since things didn't turn out like he planned. Such an idea is preposterous. He said, "For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed." He who knows the end from the beginning is never taken aback, nor can his purpose ever be overturned. Surely the wrath of man shall praise thee, the remainder of wrath shalt thou restrain. When God created the earth and all of its creatures, he looked upon that which his hand had made, and he called it good. Yet he created the world with the full knowledge that sin would occur, and he made man in such a way as to be disposed to that sin. So man's embrace of sin neither surprised the Lord, nor did it occur contrary to his purpose. Rather, his purpose of manifesting his grace in the redemption of sinners was fulfilled in part by man's failure. Does this in any way excuse man's sin or give us reason to say, "Let us sin that grace may abound"? Absolutely not. Man is accountable for his actions because God has made him accountable. So even the sin of man fulfills the purpose of God, while he at the same time reveals that he hates the workers of iniquity, will not clear the guilty, and will not even look upon sin. There are some who would take what we have said as a reason to accuse God of unrighteousness. "Nay, but, O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Let the potsherd strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that fashioneth it, what makest thou? Or thy work, he hath no hands? The Lord who rules the heavens is above reproach, and can in no wise be accused by the creature. God is always right because he's always God. To even suggest that there is some sort of imperfection or digression from holiness in anything he should ever do is a terrible crime on the part of any creature and manifests a total ignorance of his deity and righteous character. Human logic failed when brought face to face with him who said, 'For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts.' We must ever bow before him in adoration as he has revealed himself, rather than attempting to determine his way by human reason. God can do anything he desires to do, and will always act according to his divine pleasure, manifesting his righteous character in all things. The high and lofty one who inhabits eternity is immortal and invisible, and has not been seen by any man at any time. He has been pleased to reveal himself to us in the person of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He has put on the likeness of sinful flesh to purchase our redemption, and has subjected himself to the same temptations we are subjected to. He has overcome them all in our behalf, and has forever sanctified all of those for which he came into the world to redeem. He is presently working in them both the will and to do of his good pleasure, and is directing their steps. The lament of the sons of God is that they are not more like the Lord Jesus Christ. They see his righteousness and desire it. They see his faith and long for its power in themselves. They see his strength and marvel that he should be mindful of them in their weakness. They view their own unfaithfulness and are amazed that he has not cast them forever from his presence. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust." Do you fear God?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.